सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः स्त्रीप्रत्ययप्रकरणे एकोनविंशः पाठः, मार्च् मासस्य एकादशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां न्यायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। सो वी वर् स्टडीङ्ग् नीश् नीश् प्रकरणं प्रचलति। तत्र स्वाङ्गाच्योपसर्जनादसंयोगोपधात् इति सूत्रमधीतम्। उपसर्जनं यत् स्वाङ्गं तदन्तात् प्रातिपदिकात् नीश् विकल्पेन भवति इत्यर्थः। तत्र स्वाङ्गं नाम किम् इत्यपि दृष्टम् भाष्यकारैः दत्तं लक्षणम्। अद्रवं मूर्तिमत्स्वाङ्गं प्राणिस्थमविकारजम् अतत्थं तत्र दृष्टं च तेन चेत् तथा इतम्। लक्षणत्रयमस्ति स्वाङ्गस्य। अद्रवं मूर्तिमत् प्राणिस्थम् अविकारजं स्वाङ्गम् इति प्रथमं स्वाङ्गलक्षणम्। प्राणिस्थं प्राणिनि भवेत्, अद्रवं द्रवरूपेण न भवेत्, मूर्तिमत् आकारसहितं द्रव्यरूपं भवेत्, अविकारजं विकारेण उत्पन्नम् अर्थात् रोगादिना उत्पन्नं न स्यात्। तादृशं यद्यदस्ति हस्तपादादिकं सर्वमपि स्वाङ्गम् इति स्वीक्रियते। द्वितीयं तु अतस्थं तत्र दृष्टञ्च। इदानीं प्राणिनि न दृश्यते, तथापि कदाचित् प्राणिनि आसीत्, यथा मार्गे पतिताः केशाः। वस्तुतः तत्र नाम प्राणिनि एव दृष्टाः, इदानीं तु पतिताः इत्यतः प्राणिनि न दृश्यन्ते, मार्गे दृश्यन्ते। तदपि स्वाङ्गत्वेन स्वाङ्गम् इति परिगण्यते। तृतीयं तेन चेत् तत् तथा युतं। प्रतिमादिकं यदस्ति तथा, यथा प्राणिनि तथा अङ्गानि तत्र सन्ति चेत् तत्र तस्य अङ्गानि, तस्याः प्रतिमायाः अङ्गानि अपि स्वाङ्गत्वेन परिगण्यन्ते। एतादृशं स्वाङ्गलक्षणम् अधीतम्। अग्रे तस्यैव प्रकरणस्य अर्थात् स्वाङ्गप्रकरणम् इट् इस् अ स्माल् सब् प्रकरण विदिन् द नीश् प्रकरणम्। सो वि स्टडीड् अस्वाङ्गपूर्वपदाद्वा इन् बहुभिः द स्वाङ्ग इस् नाट् द पूर्वपद देन् देर् इस् अन् आप्शन् नीश्। इफ् इट् इस् अ स्वाङ्ग उपसर्जन एंड असंयोगोपध इफ देयर इज नो संयोग इन द पद देन आल्सो वी विल हैव एन ऑप्शनल नीश। नेक्स्ट इज एडिंग ऑन टू दैट सूत्र इज नासिकोद रौष्ठ जंघा दंत कर्ण श्रृंगाच सूत्र पदद्वयम् अस्ति। एकं समस्तं पदं नासिका उदर ओष्ठ जंघा दंत कर्ण श्रृंगात् सप्त पदानि सन्ति। एभ्यः पदेभ्यः इत्यर्थः। अन्यतो ङीष् इत्यतः ङीष् इत्यनुवर्तते। अस्वाङ्गपूर्वपदाद्वा इत्यनेन वा इति स्वाङ्गाच्योपसर्जनादित्यतः उपसर्जनादिति च अनुवर्तते। एभ्यः एते शब्दाः यदि सन्ति तदन्तेभ्यः उपसर्जनत्वेन सन्ति तदा तदन्तात् प्रातिपदिकात् विकल्पेन ङीष् भवति इत्यर्थः। As you can see, again, all these are Svanga Vachaka. Sarvepi Svanga Vachaka eva. Nasika, Udaram, Oshtaha, Jangha. Jangha is the ankle. Okay? So, Danta, Karana, Shringa. All these are Svangas. So, why does Panini include them in a separate sutra? Adyayoho. Adyayoho nama Nasika Udarayoho. Bahvaj Lakshanaha Nishedhaha Badhyate. पुरस्तादपवाद न्याया सूत्र द नेक्स्ट सूत्र न क्रोडादि बह्वजः। क्रोडादि इज अ गण, सो इफ अ वर्ड बिलोंग्स टू द क्रोडादि क्लास देयर विल बी नो नीश। बह्वजः इफ इट कंटेन्स मेनी ओवल्स, दैट इज एकम द्वे बहु, बहु हियर इज अ सेंस ऑफ थ्री और मोर। सो इफ द स्वांगवाचक पद कंटेन्स थ्री और मोर ओवल्स दैट इज अच्च, then there is no niche. So, bahvachaha niche na bhavati, iti nishedha asti. नासिका उदर नासिका इत्यत्रापि अच्त्रयम् अस्ति नकारोत्तरः आकारः सकारोत्तरः इकारः ककारोत्तरः आकारः इति एवम् उदर इत्यत्रापि अच्त्रयम् अस्ति सुवयो उभयोः बह्वज्लक्षणः निषेधः प्राप्तः दे शुड हैव बीन एक्चुअली इफ दे वर नॉट इंक्लूडेड इन दिस सूत्र दे वुड नॉट हैव निश बिकॉज ऑफ द निषेध निषेध बिकॉज दे पोसेस बहुवच मेनी स्वरास सो आद्ययोः इन केस ऑफ नासिका एंड उदर बह्वज्लक्षणः निषेधः बाध्यते To overrule the Nishedha, which he himself is going to tell in the next sutra, he has included them here. He says, even though the Nishedha exists, because specifically, Vishesha Vihidatvat, Nish Bhavati Ityartha, Nasika Shabdasya, Udara Shabdasya. Purastad Apavadan Nyayat. See, Paribhasha. Purastad Apavadah, Anantaran Vidhin Badhante, Noktaran. Ashtadhyayi is entirely composed of Utsarga and Apavada. That is the basic premise of Ashtadhyayi. There will be general sutras, there will be special or exception sutras. Where is the Apavada sutra placed is also important in deciding what it overrules. Right? I mean, there are cases where there might be many general sutras and there could be many exceptions. Now, the placement of the exception will decide what it is an exception to or what sutras it will overrule. So, the common case is where he mentions all the general sutras first and then tells an exception. So, if that is the case, if the general rules come first and the exception comes at the end, then that exception will overrule everything else, all the previous sutras. If the exception comes first, and then you have some general sutras, more, one or more. I mean, if there is one, there is no problem, it will overrule. If there is more than one general sutra coming after the exception, then he says, Purastad apavadaha, if the exception comes first, anantaran vidhin badhante, it will overrule the vidhi sutra, which is immediately next to it. What, the immediate following vidhi sutra will be overruled. Na uttaran, any other rule which comes after that will not be overruled by this particular exception. That is one paribhasha. Purastad apavadaha anantaran vidhin vadhante. Na antaraha anantaraha. So there is no gap between exception and vidhi. That is the immediately, the vidhi which immediately follows will be overruled. Not the ones which come after. So why is he saying that here? See, here we have Svanga Chopa Sadhana Dasan Yoga Upadhas. If it is a Svanga Vasaka, there will be Nish optionally. Nasikodar Ofta Jangha Dantakarna Shringacha. Where it is Nish Prapti. We are considering Nasika and Udara, only those two. Right? Next, there is a Nishedha Sutra, Na Kroda Adi Bahvataha. If it contains many Ach, then there will be no Nish. There is also another Nish Nishedha Sutra after that. Which says, Saha Nainya Vidyamana Purvacha. If the Purva Pada happens to be Saha or Nai or Vidyamana, if the Purva Pada is one of these three, there is no Nish. Okay. So, there are two Nish Nishesha Sutras. Now, for Nasika and Udara, if there is an example like Tunga Nasika, the Nish will be prevented by Nakrodadi Bhavachaha. If it is Saha Nasika, or anasika, then sahanai vidyamana purvacha can also apply to prevent nish. So now there is a sutra for nish prapti which says these sutras will get nish, which is nasikodar ushtagantha. You can see the nish prapti will be an exception to nish nishedha. So there is the exception has been told first and then he has told two sutras for nish nishedha. Now the question is which of these two will the sutra overrule? So, by Purastana Pavadanyaya, the Nish Prapti by Nasikodarautha will overrule only the Nish Nishedha by Nakrodadi Bahvachaha. That is, in cases where Nakrodadi Bahvachaha would have applied, this sutra will apply to say there is Nish. Actually, there should not have been because it is Bahvach, but because of Vishesha mention, there will be Nish.
So, purastanadapavadaha anantaran midhin vadhante notaran, but it cannot overrule sahanai vidyamana purvaksha. Which means, if there is nasika shabda and the purvapada is sahanai or vidyamana, there will still be nish nishedha, not nish prapti. Because the nish prapti by nasikodara will overrule only nakrodadi bahvachaha, it cannot overrule sahanai vidyamana purvaksha. Therefore, in an example like anasika or sahanasika, there will be tap, there is no nish, right? In other cases, say as I said, in tunganasiki, tunganasika, there is an optional nish. So the sutra 4155 can overrule 56, which is the vidhi sutra which immediately follows it, but it cannot overrule 57. That is purastadapavada nyaya. Purastadapavadaha anantaran vidhin vadhante noktaran. So, Adyayoriti, if you look at the Vyakhyana for the thing, he will explain it clearly. So, Adyayoriti. So, just before that he says, Manu Svangacha iti Purva Sutrena iva Siddhe. Since they are Svangavachakas, Purva Sutrena, Svangacha Upasavadana Dityanena iva Siddhe, Kimartham idam. अस्य सूत्रस्य किं प्रयोजनम् इत्यतः आह आद्ययो विधि नासिकोदर शब्दयोर् विषये नक्रोडादि बह्वचः इति निषेधः प्राप्तः सः अनेन नीष् विकल्प विधिना बाध्यते इत्यर्थः सो द निषेध बै नक्रोडादि बह्वचः इज ओवररूल्ड बै द नासिकोदर औषध नीष् विकल्प विधि बह्वज लक्षण निषेधस्तु Sujagana ityadav savakashaha iti bhavaha. Now the bahmadak, then why nakrodadi bahmachaha? So if there are other words, other than nasika and udara which have bahmach, an example he gives is jaghana. Okay, jaghana also has three swaras. So in those cases, nakrodadi bahmachaha will apply. Bahmaj lakshana nishethattu, sujagana ityadav savakashaha iti bhavaha. Nanu, sahanasika, anasika, sahodara, anudara, for udara. Ityatra, sahanai vidyamana purvaccha iti nishedhaha api anena badhyatam. So let this sutra overrule that also. Right? Sahanai ityasya sakesha akesha ityaro savakashatva. Always this question, will it overrule or not, will apply only when both sutras have separate examples, that is there. When there are Tulya Bala, that we are considering. If there is no avakasha for Sahanai Vidyamana Purvacha, then definitely that will apply. There is no question of this. So he shows that Sahanai Vidyamana Purvacha has other cases where it can apply. Say Sakesha and Akesha, okay, which where Kesha Shabda is not in Nasikodara, so it will not apply there. Right? So, saha nasika, sahanai ityasya sakesha akesha ityadu samakashatvad ityataha purastaditi. Purastadapavadaha anantaran nidhin vadhante notaran iti nyayad ityarthaha. Tatascha sahanai iti nishedhaha nakrodadi sutrena vyavahitatvad, because it is separated by an intervening sutra. Sutrena vyavahitatvat nasikodara ityanena vadham narhati ityarthaha. So it will not be overruled by nasikodara oshtha. Right? So next, that is for nasika and udara. Oshthadinam panchanam tu. There are five more words here. Oshtha, jangha, danta, karna, shringa. So it says, oshthadinam panchanam tu. Asayyogopadhat iti paryudase prapte vachanam. Now, these five would not have got nish at all by Svangachopasadhana. Why? That sutra says asayyogopadhat. The upadha should not have asayyoga. As you can see, oshtha, akara is the final letter. So, akaratpa purvam upadhayam shakara thakarayohu sayyogaha asti. Evam, jangha, nakara ghakara yo sanyogaha, danta, nakara takara sanyogaha, karna, repha nakara sanyogaha, shrunga, rakara gakara sanyoga. So all these five have a sanyoga in the upadha. Because of that, they would not have got nish by previous sutra. Asanyoga upadha iti paryudase. Paryudase is where it is nishedha. That is, other than sanyoga upadha, nish is being applied. So since it is sanyoga upadha, you will not have nish. Paryudasa here is almost similar to nishedha. Okay. So mai is of two kinds. They say paryudasa and prasakta pratishedha. So that is paryudasa. And that's an interesting thing to know. Paryudasa and prasakta pratishedha. Nishedha can be of two kinds. Okay. So one is paryudasa and the other is prasakta pratishedha. Okay. So when some karya is being told, so at the time of vidhana itself, if you say, if you leave out something, that is, as in this case, he is saying svangavatakas other than those which have sanyoga in the upadha will get nish. So the sanyoga upadhas are being left out at the time of vidhi itself. Okay? So they are being eliminated. So other than that, there is application of nish. So sanyogopadhanam nish prapti reva nasti. So there is no prapti at all. Such kind of a nishedha is called paryudasa. There is no prapti. On the other hand, if there is prapti by this, and there is one more sutra which is saying nishedha. Say for example, there is nakrodadi bahvachaha. Say there is the word like jaghana. Okay. So from the vidhi sutra, if you are taking svanga chopa sarjanat, sujaghana would have got nish. Okay. There is prapti. So once it got, when the vidhi sutra can apply, and then he is saying na krodati bahvachaha prasaktasya pratishedaha. So nish prasaktaha svanga chopa sarjanati sutrena iva nish prasaktaha saha pratishidhyate na na yadi bahvachtvam asti tarhi nish na bhavati iti uchyate saha prasakta pratishedaha. So there are two kinds of nishedha. This is paryudasa asanyogopadha, because there is no prapti at all at the time of telling nish itself. Panini is leaving them out of the purview of nish. So that is why he says, Oshtadinam panchanam. So, asanyogopadhat iti paryudase prapte vachanam madhyepavada nyaya. Again here he says, there is a madhyepavadaha purvan vidhin badante notaran. So as we saw earlier, if the exception comes earlier and the general sutra is later, so the exception will overrule the first vidhi sutra and will not extend to the rest. Now, if the apavada comes in between, there is a vidhi sutra before and there is a vidhi sutra later, so what to do? What will happen? Will it again overrule both? No. He says, madhya apavada, if the apavada is in the middle, purvan vidhin bandhante, it will overrule only the previous vidhi, the one which comes earlier to it, and will not overrule the latter one. Sahanai lakshanastu pratishedhaha. Now there is again sahanai vidyamana purvacha. Paratvadasya badhataha. It comes after this nisha prapti. After nasikodara. Sahanai vidyamana purvacha. Therefore it will not be overruled by sahanai nasikodara. Instead that will overrule this. So again let us see. We have svangachopa sarjanad asanyogopadhan, where by telling asanyogopadhat, he is doing nishedha of nish for sanyogopadha. So we are considering oshtha, jangha, danta, karna, shringa. For these five words, nish nishedha is because of the paryudasa in the previous sutra. Asanyogopadhat iti paryudase naiva nish nishidhate. So again by this he is telling nish prapti. Nakrodadi bahvachaha will not apply in case of these five words. Okay, they do not belong to the Krodadigana and they do not have many ach. They are all words with only two vowels, right? Oshtha, Jangha, Danta, Karna, Shringa. Okay, so that will not apply. Next, there is Sahanai Vidyamana Purvacha, which can apply to all Svangavatakas if these three words are in the previous or the Purvapada. So now as you can see, there are two sutras for Nish Nishedha. Asanyogopadhat iti Paryudasena vi Nish Nishidhyate. Sahanai vidyamana purvacha ityanenapi nish nishichyate. Madhye apavadaha, nish prapti rupaha apavadaha madhye. So madhye apavadaha पूर्वान् विधीन् बाधन्ते. सो दिस् विल् अगेन् ओवर् रूल् द निषेध ड्यू टु असंयोगोपधात. दट् इस् देर् विल् बी एन् आप्शन् ईश् बट् इट् विल् नाट् ओवर् रूल् ईश् निषेध बै सहनै विद्यमान पूर्वात् च. सो इफ् देर् इस् अ वर्ड् लैक् न ओष्ठम् यस्य सः अनोष्ठः और् अनोष्ठा अनोष्ठा. सो देर् स्टिल् सहनै विद्यमान पूर्वात् च द निषेध विल् अप्लै. Okay, even though it has been told by for bimboshtha the nish will be by nasikodara ushta jangha danta karna shringacha. So there will be an option nish and there will be bimboshti bimboshtha. If there is a word with saha nai or vidyamana in the purvapada, then even though the word oshtha is in this sutra, there will be nish nishedha by sahanai vidyamana purvacha. So basically, to sum up, sahanai vidyamana purvacha will overrule nasikodara ushtajangha danta karna shringacha completely. It will overrule both swangachopasardana dasanyogopadhat and nasikodara ushta. So whether nish prapti is by swangachopasardanat or by nasikodara, if the words sahanai or vidyamana are in the purvapada, there will be no nish. This is the final. So in case of nasika and udara, it is purastadapavadanyaya, whereas in case of oshtha till shringa, it is madhyapavadanyaya. So oshthadinamiti. So again, if you look at the vachana, oshthadi panchakasya prayojanam aha oshthadinamiti sugulpha ityadau asanyogopadhadityasya samakashatvat. Now, asanyogopadhat is there to overrule other words like sugulpha, where gulpha has lakara phakara sanyoga in the upadha, so there will be no nish. Now, there is oshtha jangha danta karana shringa. Nanu sahoshtha anoshtha ityadau sahanai iti nishedhaha api anena badhyatam. So, will this overrule sahanai vidyamana purvacha ityataha madhyepavadeti. मध्येपवादाः पूर्वान् विधीन् बाधन्ते नोत्तरान् इति न्यायात् इत्यर्थः. ननु नासिकोदर इति नीश् विकल्पः तुङ्गनासिकी इत्यादौ सावकाशः. सो हि शोयिङ्ग् देर् इस् अ विप्रतिषेध बिट्वीन् दीस् टु, दट् इस् नासिकोदर हेज् अ सेपरेट् अवकाश इन् वर्ड्स् लैक् तुङ्गनासिकी. सहनै इति निषेधस्तु सहकेशा इत्यादौ सावकाशः. So kesha is not there in this sutra, so there is avakasha for that sutra also. Sahanasika ityadau tu ubhaya praptau. So where the words are like sahanasika, that is saha is in the purva pada, and one of these seven words, nasika, udara, oshtha, etc. are the uttara pada. So what will happen in that case? Sahanasika ityadau tu ubhaya praptau. So there is vipratishedha. Katarasya badhaha. So what will happen? Tetaha. सहनै लक्षणस्त्विति सहनै लक्षणस्तु प्रतिषेधः परत्वादस्य बाधकः. विप्रतिषेधे परं कार्यम्. सो देर् विल् बि परकार्य दट् इस् सहनै विद्यमान. देर् विल् बि निषेध बै सहनै विद्यमान पूर्वात् च. नौ हि कम्स् टु द एक्साम्पल्स्. सो नौ हि फस्ट् हि डेल्ट् वित् वै दिस् सूत्र, वाट् इस् द प्रयोजन आफ् द सूत्र. So in case of nasika and udara, it is to overrule the nishedha by bahvaj. Bahvaj lakshanaha nishedhaha badhyate. Oshthaninam panchanam visheyetu asanyogo padhadite paryudasaha badhyate. So an example, tunga nasiki, tunga nasika. Tunga nasika yasyasa tivigrahe. Nasika shabdaha asti, nasika shabdaha upasarjanaha. So there, the nish vikalpa is by nasikodara ushta jangha dantakarana shringaccha ityadi. So he gives the other examples are given in the Balamanorama. Nikshita gives only one example in Moola. So ityadi iti vyakhyane kumbhodari kumbhodara kumbham iva udaram yasyasa. Atra bahvaj lakshana nish nishedham badhitva nish vikalpaha bimboshthi bimboshtha सुजंघि सुजंघा शुभ्रदंती शुभ्रदंता सुकर्णी सुकर्णा सुशृंगी सुशृंगा ओष्ठादिषु सो इन दीस फाइव संयोगोपधत्वेपि निष्विकल्पः इवन दो दे हैव संयोग इन द उपधा निष इज मैंडेटेड ऑप्शनली बाय दिस सूत्र नेह सह नासिका अनासिका बट वेर द वर्ड सह नई और विद्यमान आर द पूर्व पद there will be no nish vikalpa there will be nish nishedha by sahanai vidyamana bhupancha so here sahanasika anasika neha sahanasiketi so saha shabdaha vidyamana vachanah so vidyamana nasika ityarthah saha nasika yasyaha iti vigrahah avidyamana nasika yasyaha iti cha vigrahah anasika ityatra avidyamana nasika yasyaha iti vigrahah इह उभयत्रापि सहनै विद्यमानपूर्वाच्च इति नीष निषेधः न तु नासिकोदर इति नीष विकल्पः इत्यर्थः एनि क्वेश्चन मंदम उदरम यस्यास्ता इट कैन बी बोथ आई मीन इट कैन बी मंदोदरी मंदोदरा इफ यू आर ट्रीटिंग इट एज अ विशेषण दैट इज इफ यू आर गिविंग इट एज अ क्वालिफायर टू सम एग्जांपल इफ इट इज हर नेम दैट इज व्हेन दैट इज द नेम ऑफ रावणस वाइफ इट इज हर नेम मंदोदरी देयर इज नो So her name was Mandodari over. But if it is a visheshana, you are saying Mandamudaram Yasyasta, it can be both. Mandodari, Mandodara. Both of them are correct because of Nasikodarastha. So whereas it is Sanyavachakapada, you cannot call her as Mandodara because her name is Mandodari. It is not a visheshana for her. But the word Mandodari can be a visheshana, then it can be either Mandodari or Mandodara. So atra vrittihi. So he says in the Anga Gatra Kanthebhyo the Kashika Vritti mentions one Vartika here. It actually gives this Vartika in the previous sutra itself. Anga Gatra Kanthebhyo Vaktavyam. So Anga Gatra and Kantha. For these three words there will be Nishvikalpa. So the Vartika Kara is adding three more words. So the list that is you have, even though they have Sanyoga in the Upadha, there is Anga, Gatra and Kantha. So even though there is Sanyoga in the Upadha, they will have Nishvikalpa. Anga, Gatra, Kanthebhyo, Vaktavyam, iti vrittihi, Swangi, Swanga, ityadi. Su, Anga, Angam, Yasyasa, iti vigrahe. So Swangi, Swanga, evam Sugatri, Sugatra, Kivapi, Kambukanthi, Kambukantha, Diyante, Udaharanani. So Swangi, iti. सु शोभनानि अंगानि अस्याः इति विग्रहः सुगात्री सुगात्रा सुकंठी सुकंठा सो ही गिव्स दिस वाक्तिका एतच्च अनुच्च समुच्चयार्थेन चकारेण संग्राह्यम् इति केचित् देयर इज अ चकार इन से नासिकोदरोष्ठजह्नादन्तकर्णशृङ्गाच्च सो देयर इज अ चकार अनुक्त समुच्चयार्थेन सो चकार इज फॉर समुच्चय समुच्चय इज टू कॉन्जुगेशन दैट इज यू आर एडिंग ऑन समथिंग ओके ही सेज अनुक्त समुच्चयार्थः सो दिस चकार ही सेज इज फॉर समुच्चय दैट इज फॉर नासिका ओदर उदर ओष्ठजह्नादन्तकर्णशृङ्गा एंड सो व्हाट एंड व्हाट इज नॉट specified anukta samuchayatmakah chakarah so there is something more which has not been told in the sutra so by that sadbalat anga gatra kanthebhyah bhavati iti kechit so some people think that is by the Chakara Bala, you can, there are some more words which are Anga, Gatra and Kantha, which have been specified by the Vasikakara. So that has been accepted in Vritti. Hintu Bhashya Dhyanuktatvad Apramanam iti Pramanikaha. So he says Bhashyadi Anuktatvad, this is not found in the Bhashya, so this is not Pramana iti Pramanikaha. So those who take Bhashya Pramana, they will not accept this. So Dikshita does not accept this Vartika. So I checked the Mahabhashya, at least in my edition of this, it is not there. So Pramanikaha iti. So how is it in the usage? So Balamavaramakara gives an example. The usage has some words where these Anga, Gatra, Kantha have Nish. He says Tanvangi, Sugatri, Kalakanthi. So there are have been a few usages where if these three are in the Uttarapada, there is Nish. Evamcha Tanvangi, Sugatri, Kalakanthi iti apabhramshaha eva pramada. So he says such usages are there, but they are not apaniniyaha. They cannot be substantiated. Iti dikshitanam matam. So he cannot, he says they are wrong. Kashikakara accept those. He says there is an optional niche, so there can be, the words are correct according to Vritti. Tanvangi, Sugatri, Kalakanthi, but according to Dikshita, it is not. So they are wrong usages. Always, I mean, in such cases where they are making some extra effort to substantiate some prayoga. No, you should say Kalakantha, because, I mean, if you are going by Dikshita's list, you should say Kalakantha, because he says Kalakanthi is not correct. So there have been usages of Kalakanthi. That is why, I mean, the Vrittikara has made an effort to substantiate those prayogas. Always, if there is a usage, they will try to substantiate it. Siddhasya Gatishchintaniya. But, I mean, some such efforts will succeed, some will not. So, here, he says there is no go and they are wrong according to Dikshita. Okay, so in Telugu we use Kalakantha. Okay. I don't know if that particular thing is there. But certainly the Tanvangi, I also say, I don't remember where it is, I've certainly seen that usage. Where Anga Shabda is there, I have seen Nish and Sugatri, Sugatra. I'm sure there will be some usages because all these efforts will be keeping some usage in mind. Prayogam adritteva etadashaha yatnaha bhavanti. Prayogam samarthaitum eva prayatnaha. Satra vartikani. But he says there are a few vartikas here. Even though he does not accept Anga Gatra Kanthebhyo Vaktavyam, there are a few other vartikas in the Mahabhasha, also given in the Mahabhasha. Puchhacha. So the word puchha should be included in the list. So even though there is Sanyoga in the Upadha, it will have an optional niche. Supuchhi supuchha. Shobhanam puchham yasyasa. So supuchhi ityapi bhavati, supuchha ityapi bhavati. Kavara mani vifra sharebhyo nityam. There is also a vartika which says, for the words Kabara, Mani, Visha and Shara. So these four words, Nityam Nish Bhavati. So there will be compulsory Nish. Okay. So Kabaram Nama Chitram. So multicolored. Kabaram Pucham Yasya Sa. Kabara Puchhi Mayuri. So a Mayura. A peacock has many colors in its tail. A beautiful tail. So she is the peahen is called Kabara Puchhi. I don't know why they, because it is the male which has more colorful tail, but well. Kavarapuchhi Mayuri, it is a usage. Well, Kavaram Puchham Yasyasa, Kavarapuchhi, Tatra Nityam Nish Bhavati Ityasaha. Okay, so by, if the word Puchha is preceded by Kavara, Mani, Visha or Shara, so generally it will have an optional niche. If it is preceded by these four words, it gets compulsory nish. Ityadi.
So again the vyakhyana gives the other words.
Manipuchhi, Vishapuchhi, Sharapuchhi. So Vishapuchhi is a Vrishchika. The Visham Puchhe Yasyasa. Vishapuchhi, Vrishchiki. Female scorpion is called Vishapuchhi. Sharapuchhi, Pakshijati Visheshaha. So a certain kind of bird is called Sharapuchhi. Similarly, there is Manipuchhi. It all refers to different kinds of birds. So there is a compulsory niche. Upamanat pakshacha puchhacha iti aparambhastikam. If there is a upamana vachaka as the purvapada, so for both paksha and puchha, paksha refers to the wings, puchha refers to the tail. So pakshacha puchhacha dvayohu upamanat iti. Upamanat parau yau paksha puchha shabdau tadantadapi nish ityarthaha. So, if there is an upamana vachaka pada followed by paksha or puchha, then also there is nish compulsorily. Nityam ityeva. So, here also nityam is taken from the previous vartika. So, there will be a compulsory nish. Uluka pakshi shala. So, uluka pakshi shaleti. Ulukaha pakshi visheshaha. Uluka is an owl. Uluka pakshau iva pakshau parshve yasyaha. So, uluka pakshau iva pakshau yasyaha. Just like we do, gajananam iva ananam yasya. So, he whose face is like the face of an elephant. Okay. So, this will again we will see in the samasa prakarana. So, there is generally some mistake while splitting gajananam. They say, gajaha iva ananam yasya. Okay, that is wrong because his face is not like the elephant. It does not resemble the entire elephant. It resembles the face of the elephant. So it should be gajasya ananam gajananam. Or gajasya ananam. Gajananam iva ananam yasya saha. He who has a face like the face of the elephant. So this is a particular kind of bahuvrihi samasa where there is madhyama pada lopa. One of the ananas will be deleted. So the final form will be gajananaha. Similarly here, uluka pakshau iva pakshau yasyaha. So that which has pakshau nama sides, parshve iti dattam, like the wings of an owl, so shaped like the wings of an owl. So uluka pakshau iva pakshau yasyaha iti vigrahe uluka pakshi shala. Saptam yupamana purvapadasya bahugrihir vachyaha uttarapadalopascha iti samasaha. So he gives the samasa sutra also. Sayovopadhatva raprapte vidhihi. Since paksha has sanyoga in the upadha, it would not have gone nish by any previous sutra. It is being given by the svartika. Uluka puchhi sena. Again, uluka puchham iva puchham paschimantaha isyaha. So the tail resembles tail, that is the hind part or the back, paschimantaha, the rear end of the army resembles uluka puchha. So the army is always arranged in several formations. So one of the formations is this. So uluka puchham iva puchham. So the rear end is shaped like the tail of the owl. So uluka puchham iva puchham yasyaha. Iti vigrahe uluka puchhi sena. Uluka puchham iva puchham paschimantaha yasyaha iti vigraha purvavadeva bahuvrihihi. Bahuvrihi is like the previous one, like uluka pakshi. Puchhacha iti vikalpasya apavadaha. So in this case, there would have been optional nish by the vartika puchhacha. So instead, if there is an upamana as the purvapada, there is compulsory nish. So that is about Nasikodara Uchchalangha Dantakarna Shringaracha. There are two sutras which gave nish for Swanga. There are Swanga Chopa Sarjanath and Nasikodara. Now, there are two sutras which give Nishedha. The first one of them is Na Krodadi Bahvachaha. Paratvayam Akti Na Itekam Padam Krodadi Bahvachaha Itekaram Padam. नीश इत्यनु वर्तते स्वांगात इत्यनु वर्तते क्रोडादेः बह्वचः स्वांगात न नीश सो इफ द वर्ड बिलोंग्स टू द क्रोडादि गण और इफ इट हैज इफ अ स्वांगवाचक इफ इट बिलोंग्स टू क्रोडादि गण और इफ इट हैज बह्वच बहवः अचः यस्मिन् तत् बह्वच So it contains the word Svangavachaka contains many ach. That is more than two swaras. Then there will be no nish. Kalyana Kroda. Ashvanam Uraha Kroda. So Kroda is refers to the chest portion of the horse. Okay, this is a specific word. It is a Svangavachaka. Okay. So Kalyana Krodeti. Kalyani Kroda Yasyaha Iti Vigraha. So an auspicious Kroda. Kalyani Kroda Yasyaha Iti Vigraha. Kriyah Kumbhat Iti Kalyana Shabdasya Kumbhatvam. So even though the Kalyani Kroda, Kroda is treated as Trilinga. So Kalyani Kroda Yasyaha Iti Vigraha. Kalyani Ityasya Kumbhadbhavaha Bhavati. Kriyah Kumbhadbhajita Bhavskar Hanum Samanadhikarane Ityadi Sushkarana. So there is a Kalyana Kroda. There is no niche. So even though Kroda is a Svangavachaka, it should have got optional niche by Svangachopasarjana. It will not get niche and the form will be Kalyana Kroda. There will be top there. Ashvanam Uraha Kroda. Haradatta Adimate Kroda Shabdaha Nitya Srilingaha. So Haradatta, the Vyakhyakara for the Kashika. The Padamanjari was Nyasa. Nyasa is Jinendra Bhutti and Padamanjari is Haradatta. So, he is the Padamanjari Kara. So, he says, Kroda Shabdaha Nitya Srilingaha. Okay, so, it is a compulsory Srilinga. Therefore, there will be Kalyani Kroda Isisaha Itseva Vigraha Upasarjana Shasvatve. Now, Kalyani Kroda. You have Kalyani Su Kroda Su. So, the Kalyani will get Upasarjana Hrasvatve. So, Kalyani will get Kumbhad Bhava, it will be Kalyana Kroda. Now, this Kroda will get Hrasva by Gostri or Upasarjanasya. So, it will be Kalyana Kroda. Upasarjana Hrasvatve, Adantataya, Swangancho Upasarjana, Iti Praptaha Nish Nishidhyate. So, there would have been optional Nish by Swangancho Upasarjana and that is denied here, negated here. Amarastu nanakrodam bhujantaram iti sreetvam napumsakatvam cha aha. Whereas in the Amarakosha, it says the word kroda. Na, na, it is not in pullinga. That is, it is there in both strilinga and napumsakalinga. Nanakrodam bhujantaram iti sreetvam napumsakatvam cha aha. Kvachit koshe pumstvam api drishyate. In some other kosha, the word kroda is treated as being in pullinga also. So, Krodadigane, Krodeti Pratipadikam Pathyate. In the Krodadigana of Panini himself, this is Kroda. The Pratipadika is given as this Kroda. Okay. So, he says, Evamcha Lingatrayepi Udaharanam Nirbadham. So, it need not be Kalyani Kroda Esyasa. It could be Kalyanaha Krodaha Esyasa. The final thing should be Sri Linga because we are talking about the three Pratyaya. But the Vigraha Vakya can be Kalyanaha Krodaha Yasyasa, Kalyani Kroda Yasyasa, or Kalyanam Krodam Yasyasa. So, Bala Manoramakara says the Vigraha can be given in all three lingas. Whereas according to Haradatta, it should be Kalyani Kroda Yasyasa. So, the next he says Akriti Ganoyam. The Kroda Digana is an Akriti Gana. So, if there is a Svangavachaka and there is no niche seen in Prayoga, so you can include that in Krodadigana and say that there is no niche because of the Krodadi Vasvacha. Sujagana. Now an example for Bhakvacha is Sujagana. Su Namashohanam Jaghanam Yasyasa Ityugrahe Jaghana Ityatra Trayaha Akaraha Santi Ataha Saha Bhakvacha Bhakvachkatvat Nish Nishethaha. The next sutra is Saha Nain Vidyamana Purvacha. सह नहि विद्यमानपूर्वात् च इति पदद्वयम् ईष् इति अनुवर्तते स्वाङ्गात् इति न इति च अनुवर्तते सः इत्यादि त्रिकपूर्वात् देर् आर् त्री वर्ड्स् सः नै अण्ड् विद्यमान सो इफ् दीस् वर्ड्स् आर् द पूर्वपद देर् इस् नो ईष् सकेश सकेशेति सः केशाः यस्याः इति बहुव्रीहिः बहुव्रीहिः सः शब्दः विद्यमानवचनः विद्यमानाः केशाः इत्यर्थः उपसर्जनस्य इति स्वभावविकल्पः द वर्ड् सः हेस् बीन् आप्शनलि रीप्लेस्ड् बै स बै द सूत्र उपसर्जनस्य सो इट् इस् स्टिल् सः इत्येव दर्शयितुं तद् उच्यते सो उपसर्जनस्य इति स्वभावविकल्पः स्वाङ्गाच्च इति प्राप्तस्य निषेधः सो इट् वुड् हाव् गाट् आप्शन् इन् ईश् बै स्वाङ्गाच्चोपसर्जन इट् विल् नाट् देर् इस् निषेध इफ् देर् इस् सकेश सिमिलर्ली अकेश सो अविद्यमानाः केशाः यस्याः अकेश इट् विल् नाट् बि अकेशि इवन् आप्शनलि विद्यमाननासिका सो विद्यमाना नासिका यस्याः सो अस् वि सा अर्लियर् सहनै विद्यमानपूर्वाच विल् ओवर् रूल् स्वाङ्गाच्योपसर्जनात् इट् विल् आल्सो ओवर् रूल् नासिकोदरोष्ठ The next sutra in the same sub-prakarana, that is where still dealing with Svanga, etc. Nakhamukhat samhyaya, it is sutram, paradvayam asti, nish iti anuvartate, Svangat iti na iti anuvartate. Nish nasya, if there is a word nakha and mukha, which are upasarjanas, and if there is a pratipadika ending in nakha or mukha, then there is no nish if it is a samnya. Samnyayam nish na bhavati. If it's a name of a person, there is no nish. Shurpanakha. Okay? So there is, see the vyakhyana, it says very clearly, Shurpanakha, Rakshati Visheshasya Nama. The name of the Rakshati who troubled Rama and Sita in Panchayati is Shurpanakha. शूर्पाणि इव कररुहाः यस्याः इति अश्वपदविग्रहः सिन्स् इट् इस् अ संज्ञा इट् इस् अ नेम् यु केनाट् गिव् अ डैरेक्ट् विग्रह सो हि से शूर्पाणि इव कररुहाः सो हि सब्स्टिट्यूट्स् नख वित् कररुह नख इस् मेल् शूर्प इस् काल् इट् ऐ डोन्ट् नो वाट् इट् इस् काल्ड् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् शूर्प इट् इस् वी काल् इट् मरम् इन् Tamil, the muram, that is the same word in Kannada also. I don't know what it is in English. It is a thing which they use to clean rice and all the void. I look up the English word and say. So, Shurpani vakararuhaha yasyaha iti asvapada vigraha. Samnyatvena nitya samasatvar. Since it is a samnya, it will be a... Yeah, it is like a pan with a wider base than the water. I'm sure you have understood much. Okay. So, samyatena nitya samasatva. Purvapadat samyaya magaha iti natvam. So, there is also natva. So, the correct name, her name is Shurpanakha. It is akaranta and it is with nakara, natva. Kevala yogikatvetu. So, if you are treating it as a yogika, that is a simple visheshana, which could be for anybody, not just for her. That is shurpani iva nakhaha yasyaha. So, somebody who has nails like shurpa. Nish bhavatyeva. Tadatu vikalpena nish bhavati. Shurpa nakhi, shurpa nakha iti. Swangachopa sargasana sityanena vikalpena nish bhavati. Natvam tu na. But there will be no natva. Okay, so... Because Purvapadat Samnyayam Adaha. The Natsvajnayaka Sutra also says Samnyayam. So, if it is a name, it should be Shurpanakhi. If you are just referring to it, it could be Shurpanakha or Shurpanakhi. But there it is, there is Nakara and not Nakara. So, the word Shurpanakhi is wrong. And I said, I said Shurpanakhi. It is Shurpanakha if it is her name. Shurpanakhi, that is with Natva and Nish is wrong. So there will be either Nish and Nakara or there is tap. Which tap? There are both forms. Shurpanakha if it is a name, Shurpanakha if it is just an adjective. Nish means there is no anapra. Right? Shurpanakha itiyeva nama. Gauramukha. Similarly, Gauram Mukham Ityadi Samyayam Yadi Kasyashi Nama Tarhi Gauramukha Ityeva Nish Nabhavati. So Gauramukheti Kasyashi Nama Shvetam Mukham Yasyaha Iti Aswapada Vigraha. On the other hand, Samyayam Kim is why? Why only in a Samya? Tamramukhi Kanya. So he shows it to say that it is an adjective to a girl. Tamramukhi. Tamram Mukham Yasyaha. So Tamram Mukhi. Yogikaha Ayam. It is Yogika is where the Avayavartha is to be taken. So Tamram Mukham Yasyaha. Tamram is reddish. So that color of reddish or pink color. So Tamram Mukhi Kanya. Tamram Mukham Yasyaha. Atra Yogikaha Artha. Tasyaha Namana. It is not the name. It is an adjective to a girl. So Tadatu. Nish vikalpena bhavati. By swanga chopasarjana. You will have tamramukhi kanya or tamramukha kanya. Both of them could be fine. So the last sutra in this prakarana. Dikpurvapadan nir. Dikpurvapadat nir. Iti padatvayam asti. So nish iti anuvartate. Swangat iti anuvartate. Dikpurva padatu swangantatu pratiparikatu. If there is a pratiparika which ends in swanga and which has dikvachaka pada as the purva pada, tada parasya nishaha nivadeshaha syat. So the nish which follows such a word is replaced by nith. So dikpurva padatu, iti vyakshyane. Dikpurva padam isya iti vigraha. Swangad iti anuvartate, pratipadikad iti cha. Anyato nish ityataha nish iti anuvrattam, shashtya viparinamnate. It's a very special thing. He says, nishaha nibadeshaha. Nish. First we do nish by whatever sutra, whether it is Swangad Chopasarjana or Nasikodara. And then the nish is replaced by nib, by dikpurvapadan nib. Prang mukhi. Prag mukham isyaha. Prag is a direction, it is the east. Okay. So she who is facing the east is yataha. So prang mukhi, prag mukham yasyaha iti vigraha. Tatra nisham badhitva na badhitva. Nishaha sthane nip adeshaha bhavati. So prang mukhi iti rupam. Rupam tu samanam. Nish bhavativa, nip bhavativa samanam. Prang mukhi. Adyudattam padam. So the difference between nish and nith will be in swara. So he says this prang mukhi will be adyudatta. So adyudattam padam iti vyakshane. Nipaha pitvada. So because nip has pakara as its samya. Pitvada anudattatve. Bahuvrihi prakriti swarena adyudattam. Pit will be anudatta. So bahuvriha prakritya purva padam ityanena prakriti radbhavati. Adyudattam, the first, that is the prang, asara of prang will be udatta, adyudattam. Nishito, pratesvarena antodattatmam syat. So, if it were nish pratyaya, it would have been antodatta, the final, this would have been udatta. Nishitu pratyasvarena antodattatvam syat ityarthah. Nacha svatantraha nibeva vidhiyatam iti vachyam. Now he addresses why nishaha nibadeshaha iti kim artham. Sakshad nip pratyaha bhavati iti vaktavyam kila. So you are saying if there is a swanga vachaka which has dikpurvapada, there will be nip instead of nish. So here you are saying nishaha nibadeshaha. Nacha svatantraha nibeva vidhiyatam iti vachyam. Tathasati, if that is the case, pragbulpha ityadavapi asayogopadhat iti nishetham badhitva nip prasangat. So in places like gulpha, where there is pragulpha, now the word gulpha has sayoga in the upadha. Therefore it will not get nish by swanga chopasarjana. If it is not getting nish, nishaha nibadeshaha ityukta atra nipapi nabhavati. यदि साक्षात् नीवेव विधीयते अनेन सूत्रेण इफ दिस सूत्र डायरेक्टली टेल्स नीव सिंस दैट इट डज नॉट हैव असंयोगोपध दिक्पूर्व पद नीव डज नॉट हैव असंयोगोपध इवन इफ देयर इज संयोग इन द उपध देयर वुड हैव बीन नीव तथा सति प्रागुल्फा इत्यादावपि असंयोगोपधाद् इति निषेधं बाधित्वा नीप प्रसंगात् So if it is sugulpha, there would have been no nish because Svangasya Upasarjana says asanyogopadhan. But if it is pragulpha, there would have been neep because this sutra will overrule that. Tathasati pragulpha ityadavati asanyogopadhan iti nishedham badhitva neep prasangat. Nishaha neeba desha vidhautu. Whereas in this case, स्वांगाच उपसर्जनाद असंयोगोपधाद इति विहित नीशः नीब विधानात न दोषः सो वेयर एवर वी हैव नीश बाय स्वांगाच उपसर्जनाद द नीश विल बी रिप्लेस्ड बाय नीब सो इन दिस केस इन प्रागुल्फा सिंस देयर इज नो नीश बाय स्वांगाच उपसर्जनाद देयर विल नॉट बी एनी नीब इति न दोषः असंयोगोपधाद इत्यस्य अनुवृत्त्यंगीकारे तु सो देयर इज ऑब्वियसली इट सेज You can bring in asanyogopadhan by anuvritti. Svangachopasarjanat asanyogopadhan itata. Anuvrittya asanyogopadhan iti atra svikriyate chet tadapi shakyate. Into asanyogopadhan ityasya anuvrittyangikare tu pratipatti gauravam. Pratipatti hi nama jnanam. It is difficult because asanyogopadhan is not there in the sutras which intervene. There is... नासिकोदरोष्ठ नक्रोडादि बह्वचः सहने विद्यमानपूर्वचः सो असंयोगोपधान इज नॉट देयर इन एनी ऑफ दोस सो यू आर ब्रिंगिंग इट ओनली टू दिस सूत्र इट इज डिफिकल्ट टू नो इज व्हाट दीक्षितर फील्स एंड दैट इज व्हाई ही हैज टेकन इट एज नीशः नीवादेशः बट सच एन अनुवृत्ति इज सीन वी कॉल इट एज मंडूकप्लुति वेयर अनुवृत्ति अ वर्ड नीड नॉट बी टेकन इन टू ऑल इंटरवीनिंग सूत्रास इट समटाइम्स स्किप्स सूत्रास लाइक अ फ्रॉग So it is not seen in intervening sutras, it is then found in some other sutra, that is also there. But Dikshita prefers this way. So that is about the Svanga Prakarana. Then we start with Vahaha, which is a different thing. So we will stop here. Any questions? No. Tamram is the color. It refers to the color. So tamram is varnavachaka here. Not the copper as the dravya. It is the varnavachaka. It is tamram. Is it a gunavachana? Yes, it is a gunavachana. So gunopasarjana dravya. Right. It is a gunavachana. Okay. So we'll stop here. We'll see tomorrow. Yenakshara samam nayamadhi gamme maheshwara tatsam vyakaranam prokhtam tatsmai panina ye namaha. वाक्य का मुनित्रेण नमस्कृत्य तदुक्ति परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीयं विरच्यते